Luis Olivio says Disability Pride is an important celebration of the city's disability community.
We came a long way, but we got a long way to go.
And Cassie Holdsworth says she's concerned that the rights for which the disability community has fought are particularly vulnerable right now.
Cuts to Medicaid, which could put more people in nursing homes, the safety net, food stamps, affordable housing.
Thomas Earle with Liberty Resources for Independent Living says 16% of Philadelphia's population lives with disabilities,
which is the highest population of people with disabilities in the country among major U.S. cities.
And he adds this is an especially important year as it's the 20th anniversary of the Olmstead Supreme Court decision that determined that people with disabilities have a right to receive state-funded support and services in the community. And what he wants the public to know about disabled people is that
we are consumers, we use services, we work part-time, full-time, we vote, and we want to be part of every aspect of the community.
At the National Constitution Center, Hadass Kuznets, KYW News Radio.